today is going to be my last podcast. Seinfeld is coming to Netflix. I'm just going to go binge Netflix all day long until I can watch Seinfeld like three or four times. I am so excited about Seinfeld coming to Netflix because it's been so long since I've seen that show, and it's my favorite sitcom ever. I love Jerry Seinfeld. And I'm not just saying that because I have a Jewish family, Jewish blood in my lineage, but I just think that show was the best. And I cannot wait. This is my favorite thing. I cannot wait until I can compare Seinfeld back then, the jokes that they had, the things they talked about, and our culture today, and see if Seinfeld could have even been made. You've heard about The Office and how Steve Carell has said that even he doesn't think that The Office could be made today in today's cultural climate and stuff. So it's very sad. Anyways, I'm just kidding. I'm going to be podcasting still. I'm going to be responsible. I'm not abdicating all my responsibilities. Have no fear. This is How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can subscribe. Don't forget about our book club. You can join that. It's a month away. There is a abbreviated version of it as well. We're going to be talking about negotiating, and it's called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Negotiating is important for any area of your life. You are going to be negotiating as a parent trying to get the car as a kid. I hope you don't have to negotiate for cars, a parent. As a kid, you need to negotiate for your car, for allowance, for a grade. For parents, you need to negotiate with your older kids. Hopefully the younger kids, you're not negotiating. You're just telling them how it is. You need to negotiate with your boss at work for your salary and all those things. So we're going to be covering that. This is going to be really great because you're going to be able to be live in the recording with a business meeting. You don't have to say anything. There's no pressure. You can answer poll questions if we have them. You can just chat alongside. And I can respond to your chats in real time, which I'm really excited about. Check that link out in the show notes. As well, go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HGBT in a memo field. You'll become a member, get a mug. We are the only show that has a code that you get the mug, to my knowledge. You get the pint glass, and you get tons of great benefits. I don't know why anyone doesn't sign up with my HGBT code, because you just get an extra coffee mug. And having a great mug is a wonderful thing to have. Let me tell you, when you can hold a mug with putting all four fingers in the handle, that's a little different than having to put that pinky out to the top. You don't want to be a man walking around in a business suit with a pinky out. You want all four fingers in, and you can do that with this mug. So go sign up, HGBT at fightlaughfeast.com. Appreciate that. In all seriousness, there was this article that was coming out. Well, I don't know if it just came out, but I just saw the article today from the Wall Street Journal investigation. I love investigations. It just seems like there are not too many investigative reporters anymore. It just seems like everybody copies the Associated Press and gives late night material to all of those comedians where they could just play like 20 clips of 20 different people saying the exact same thing. So I get excited when I see investigative reporting. And it turns out Amazon, you've not been good. You have been tweaking your algorithm, allegedly, to boost sales of your own product. You've been doing the same thing all those other social media sites allegedly have been doing, tweaking their algorithms, not to do good for the customer or obsessing with the customer. And a lot of you, I know, work at Amazon. You've reached out to me, you get kind of defensive, but Amazon, if this is true, is going against what their own philosophy is to be obsessed about the customer, which I love, by the way. I love that. You should be obsessed with your customer and providing value for them. It's like almost the second law that fulfills the law, right? Loving your neighbor as yourself. Be obsessed with doing that. It's likened unto loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And it's a big deal, these little tweaks, because let me give you some statistics. Well, first of all, Amazon is responsible, and I say responsible in a positive way, for half of the online sales in the United States. That's a pretty big chunk of the pie, which might put them in some monopolistic action trouble with this tweak. 66% of the purchases are from the first page. You want to be on that first page. That is a great bump. 20% of sales come from the very first result. 66% come from being on the first page of an Amazon search. 20% come from that first result. So of that 66%, 20% it looks like comes from that, if I'm reading that correctly. Or it might be 20% of the whole, but I think 20%, I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. Well, you can tell me what you think it is, you Amazonians. And this is just a great reminder for us that we should never think that the deck isn't stacked in this life, one way or another. And we all have this idealistic vision we want, at least us optimists. I don't even know if I would consider myself an optimist. I'm pretty negative about some things. Even us optimists, we want to believe that things are getting better, that things are fair, that things are going to work out. They will work out. But sometimes we forget that there's nothing that's neutral. And one way or the other, that means that things are stacked either for you or against you in some way in most cases. Now, I'm not saying every case. I'm not preaching a victim mentality because of this. Because we need to remember that he that is in you is greater than he that is in Amazon. I mean, the world. And we are not called to stack the deck for us. We're not called to only live in the opportunities that are to our advantage. But we are called to be faithful, to do what we have been called to do, and it's going to work out. Because he that is in us is greater than the world. Amen. So be aware, understand that things like this happen in the world. Don't be surprised. Just work harder, get hungrier, want it more. And something's going to come of it because God uses things like this. Humans, this world is stacking decks. They're shuffling the cards. But we have somebody on our side who made the cards, who controls the game. So let the cards be shuffled. Let the cards be stacked. And you just keep doing what you have been called to do, and it's going to work out. You will be successful. Keep growing, keep learning, and it's all going to be all right. All right, we got some foreign stuff that's in the news that is going to be good for our economy, and some stuff that's maybe rolling the dice. U.S.-Japan trade pact looks like it's going through, which is going to reduce some tariffs. That's going to be a great option for people that are looking to buy products at a cheaper price than what is in the United States. There might be some opportunities for businesses to move from China to Japan, although I haven't honestly heard a lot of business leaders moving their products to Japan. They usually go south to Vietnam. I think Japan is pretty expensive compared to the other places that you can go, and I don't think the trade-offs are that big. That's just my preference. I don't have any experience in importing from Asia. I tried to stay away from most of my career from having products because to me, that's just a nightmare that I don't have to deal with. I love living in the ideal world, in the services world, and being able to work and innovate. And I can do that in my mind and with my skill sets, with my experience. I can do that easier in the service industry, not in the product industry. But I would have loved to be an engineer and be able to just build some of the ideas I had. I think that's one of the things that was the most frustrating to me. And maybe along with coding, one of the best skills that you could give to your kids is teaching them how to actually build their ideas, building prototypes. I don't even know how to do that. I'm not going to be able to teach my kid that. Maybe I will like hire somebody to do that. But that was one of the things that I felt held me back a lot when I was a kid, is I wasn't able to actually build the idea that I had. And even like a simple prototype of it that maybe wasn't scalable or workable, and it still needed to, you know, have innovative ideas and go to the next, second and third development stage of it or whatever. But I would have loved to be able to just create physically something I had as an idea and give it and present it to people. And I just missed out on a few of those ideas. So, wow, how did I even get there? Anyway, U.S.-Japan trade talks look like they're going through and the pact's going to be signed. That's really good news. Some bad news and good news is the Middle East is shaking up, like I was mentioning earlier, and my Halliburton stock did really well. And it looks like it's probably going to do pretty well going forward. Now, the oil reserves or the oil production got limited by Saudi Arabia, but the truth is, because of the position we are in now in the United States, we are a net exporter of energy, that we can actually fill the void. Trump released reserves, and I do not think that there's going to be a problem with us producing. We'll just produce more if we need to, but there is a possibility that there will be a war, because the Iranians, they have some bones to pick, and they are very ideological, and they're not just going to back down. If we know anything about the Middle East, there can be a long dispute happening. But we also know, and this might be some of the positives, is when it's an all-out war against a nation in the Middle East, it usually ends in a couple days. We get in trouble when we start fighting tribal wars like in Afghanistan. But when we fight like nations, or Israel fights nations, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, or whatever, all the other countries that they had, like the 7-day war, was it 8-day war? I'm butchering my history, I apologize. They usually last pretty quickly. So we might get a little jolt in the stock market, but I don't see any long protracted war happening in the Middle East, you know, besides the tribal wars. So I'm distinguishing the regime wars against a nation versus tribal wars where we just get stuck in forever, unfortunately. And the last piece of good news that we're going to end off with is the China trade talks are happening this week. Again, cautiously optimistic because China is definitely getting hurt by this. And man, those Hong Kong protests are at the perfect time for us. That is a big advantage to us. But again, it's like teaching a grandfather or a grandmother, I'm not going to be sexist there, anyone old, something new. It's really hard for them to change their ways. And China is a really old nation. And it's really hard to change their perspective and their ways, especially when they want to overthrow you as a superpower. So cautiously optimistic about that, but we'll see what comes of that. And we will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.